This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Washington, D.C. remains under a curfew put in place by D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser after often violent protests surged another night all the way toward the White House. The protest and curfew are among many imposed by local and state leaders in the United States as people continue to react to the death of George Floyd, the black man who died in police custody after Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin held his knee into the neck of the handcuffed Floyd while Floyd was pinned to the ground, repeatedly saying he could not breathe. Armed National Guard soldiers lined the steps of Los Angeles City Hall, and cities across California declared curfew Sunday to head off more violence after unruly demonstrators at earlier protests burned police cars, broke into stores, and skirmished with officers. U.S. officials have been trying to determine whether extremist groups had infiltrated police brutality protests across the country and deliberately making the largely peaceful demonstrations escalate toward violence. As demonstrations spread from Minneapolis to the White House, New York City, and overseas, federal law enforcement officials insisted far-left groups were stoking violence. Meanwhile, experts who track extremist groups also report seeing evidence of the far right at work. President Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos and said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. President Trump spent much of Sunday using Twitter as a bullhorn to urge law and order and tougher action by police against protesters around the country. His presumptive opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, visited the site of protest in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, and he also talked to some demonstrators there. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marching on a closed Minneapolis freeway on Sunday over the death of George Floyd ran for their lives when a semi-trailer rolled toward them. The Minnesota State Patrol said they knew of no injuries from the incident of Interstate 35W near downtown Minneapolis. The patrol called it a very disturbing and inciting action but it was not clear whether it was deliberate. Officials said the truck appeared to have been on the freeway before barriers were put up to close it down. Some witnesses said a handful of people sought medical attention on their own, but authorities said that they could not confirm that. More than 372,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 104,000 in the United States. The number of global infections is more than 6.1 million and nearly 1.8 million in the U.S. U.S. health officials are warning that there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the U.S. in recent days. China's National Health Commission announced Monday that the end of reporting Sunday, the Chinese mainland reported 16 new imported infections of the novel coronavirus disease. No deaths related to the disease nor new suspected cases were reported on the mainland. Supporters and opponents of Brazil's far-right president Jair Bolsonaro rallied in Sao Paulo Sunday as riot police fired tear gas canisters at his opponents on the main avenue, Paulista. Supporters of Bolsonaro are also seen a few meters back on the same street. Bolsonaro, who took office in January of last year, has been fiercely criticized for his handling of the coronavirus outbreak, playing down the gravity of the epidemic and criticizing lockdowns for paralyzing the economy and causing widespread unemployment and hardship. Brazil's health ministry reported a record number of new cases over the weekend. Currently, according to Johns Hopkins University, Brazil is second to the United States in confirmed cases at more than 514,000 and ranks fourth in the number of COVID-19-related deaths. SpaceX delivered two astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA Sunday, following up a historic liftoff with an equally smooth docking and yet another first for Elon Musk's company, with test pilots Doug Hurley and Ben Binken poised to take over manual control if necessary. SpaceX Dragon capsule pulled up to the station and docked automatically, no assistance needed. The hatches swung open a few hours later, and the two Dragon riders floated into the orbiting lab and embraced the three station residents. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.